here's a story from The World.
From oil washing up on beaches in Israel to oil tankers in Arctic waters finding shortcuts to markets, usually this time of year, thick ice prevents ships from passing through parts of the Arctic Ocean. But this month, this year, history was made, and not in a good way. For the first time, a tanker sailed through Russia's northern sea route in the month of February, a trade route connecting northern Europe to China. Yet another piece of evidence that climate change is altering the Arctic forever. Joining me now is Victoria Herman, who leads the Arctic Institute, a Washington-based think tank. What exactly does this mean, Victoria? A ship passing through the northern sea route in the dead of winter. Is this a surprising development?
Unfortunately, it's not a surprising development. We know that the Arctic is going through an unprecedented transition. It is warming at almost 3 times the rate of the global average. That means that we are experiencing warmer sea and air temperatures and a whole lot less ice.
So the Arctic sailing season used to be June to October, the summer months, Northern Hemisphere. That's when the ice is melted enough for ships to pass. Are you saying, Victoria, that the season is effectively now 12 months a year?
The season is becoming a 12-month season. That doesn't mean that it is an easy transit across the Arctic. We are still experiencing unstable conditions and uncharted ice in the Arctic. So to get from eastern to western markets isn't easy. Does this mark a record-breaking event? Absolutely. Can we expect to see this year on year? I'm not sure.
So how would it change the Arctic if, say, the northern route were passable all year long as opposed to just June through October? How would communities in the far north be affected?
There are 4 million people that call the Arctic home. And if we are experiencing shipping available throughout all 12 months, that means that Arctic warming is causing catastrophic impacts for communities across the north. They will experience displacement, permafrost, the ground upon which homes, schools, fuel tanks are built, will start to degrade and become unstable. In short, this is an indicator of grave human rights challenges for every resident across the North.
And geopolitically, what is the significance of the Northern Sea Route? Why is it important?
The Northern Sea Route hugs the Russian coastline. There are 3 potential sea routes in the Arctic. The Northern Sea Route is the only one that's currently viable. That means that Russia has the most to benefit from the short-term warming that we will experience. They can increase their oil and natural gas exploration, extraction, and export. And it means that they have a more powerful foothold in the Arctic compared to other countries economically.
So what is at stake for the Arctic and for the rest of us if climate change continues at this pace?
What happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic. It impacts us all. Just this past week, we have seen devastating extreme weather reach down from the Arctic through America's Midwest and into Texas. That's because the Arctic is at an unstable state. That extreme weather that is connected to the Arctic's climate system is impacting all of us, no matter where you live.
Victoria Herman heads the Arctic Institute. She's been speaking with us from Washington. Victoria, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.